Suppose the person is wearing clothes that don't match, for example, plaids and zigzags.
That's just the thing he should be wearing now, isn't it? I guess you'd call him you'd really say he was in the groove now.
Let's see. There's an expression I'm getting at. What about if somebody wears a hat to church that is just not the appropriate thing to wear? It's got too many flowers hanging off the front or something.
Overly dressed.
Okay. Well, would you ever use the expression tacky?
Oh, yes.
How would you define tacky?
Well, just as you said now, I'm not a teenager, but I mean, if I saw, for instance, someone with a blue suit and maybe purple pants and a red tie and so on and so forth, I'd say, boy, he sure looks tacky.
Mm-hmm. You know? Okay, fine.
But,
well, now, would tacky be applicable to a woman as well as a man?
Oh, yes. Yeah, sure. Yeah, well, I think anybody that's really overly dressed is tacky. To me, I'd rather be underdressed any day than overly dressed.
What do you call it when a woman's wearing her best clothes? You say, she's really...
dressed to kill.
Fine. And if you were talking about a man, would you use the same expression or would you say it a different way?
No, I'd say well dressed, well groomed.
What word do you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around very well? Say he certainly.
He's very agile.
You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is...
plain old sorry.
Okay. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Woodpecker.
Oops. And what do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
What do you call an old, dilapidated house that spirits might live in?
Haunted.
A person would be afraid to go in a haunted house because he'd be afraid of seeing...
ghosts.
Have you ever had any dealings with haunted houses? What do you call objects that people say bring bad luck?
Read that again. What do you call what?
Objects that people say bring bad luck.
Oh, I'm just kind of believing that thing, but I've heard a lot of things. I've heard that if you throw butterbean shells in the street or something like that, it'll bring bad luck. I don't know. I just don't quite understand what...
Yeah, well, that's the next question. What we're interested in is whether you'd ever use an expression like a jinx or a hoodoo or a voodoo to mean a black cat or something.
Mm-hmm. A black cat, of course, is a black cat running across the street in front of you is always a...
And the butterbean shells in the street. That's interesting.
Uh-huh.
I haven't heard of that one. What do you call a person who brings bad luck?
Voodoo, I guess.